week and a half.
All right, you guys ready? Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Human Resource Committee meeting for Monday, November the 1st, 2021. Item one is called to order. Item two, approval of minutes from the October 4th, 2021 meeting.
I make a motion.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And item number three is public comment. If there's anybody from the public here to make a comment, you've got 2 minutes. Name and address. Item four, discussion and possible action regarding wages for part-time employees. I know that last committee meeting we had, or was it council meeting? Council meeting that we asked to discuss part-time wages and what those were going to look like, since that was next on our to-do list. So we're excited to hear what you guys came up with.
Yes. So following up, I think it was at the committee and at
it was,
the
okay.
council. That we were asked to follow up with the part-time wages. So it's the logical follow-up to the full-time. Mm-hmm. And it has the same goal of developing a plan that's affordable, that keeps the town as a competitive, in a competitive position in this tight employment market, and to maintain the town's position as a leader in local government. So we've looked at what Archer collected as far as the market data and put together some of our own data, other organizations that we compete directly with for some of these positions, as well as the local market in general, the restaurants and grocery stores and those kind of things. And the part-time position categories that we have, it's the recreation department, and some of those are temporary or seasonal, so the kids, or really anyone, works and it has a natural end to it. So they terminate every year but come back. So some of those, it's not all of them, but scorekeeper, camp counselors, lifeguards, facility supervisor, and then we have other ones that we refer to as the budgeted year-round positions. So the bailiff, administrative clerks, they do the mail, the front desk, the phones, and interns. And the final category is the municipal judges, who are part-time employees also. So we looked at all of those and like I said, compared it with direct competition as well as the general market. And so overall, it would come in under $500,000 is our estimate, but you can see what we currently pay and what the proposed new hourly rate is in keeping with the market. So the scorekeeper goes from 9:35 to 12. Those are usually younger, you know, maybe a first job. And then the camp counselor goes from 10:22 to $15 an hour. And then the positions go up from there based on the responsibilities. The interns up from 11:83 to $14. And the municipal judges from 24,000 something to 27,000. So right now the part-time employees receive an annual cost of living increase, as do the full-time employees. They also receive 50 cents every year that they continue their employment for those first 5 years, and that's in the rec department only. What we would propose going forward is that they continue to receive the annual cost of living increases. But we would change the other piece of that to be that they would receive 25 cents every year that they continue employment or that they return. Because like I said, some of those positions have a natural ending to them. So it's not their choice that they could continue or that we could keep them on. It's seasonal. So they could earn a quarter increase for coming back to that same position the following year or a similar position, or if it's a position that allowed them to continue. So either way, they could receive an increase. We would also not limit it to just the temporary seasonal employees in the rec. We would do it for all of the part-time employees we addressed and not limit it to the first 5 years. There are some people that have been with us a number of years, and we'd like to reward that loyalty and service. So the next steps would be to bring it to committee and ask for your consideration and approval. and then to council, hopefully to implement it prior to December. And then the next things we have on the agenda are developing departmental incentive programs, so it would be specific, tailored to each department and the qualifications that are desired in that area, and also a new performance appraisal tool. So electronic versus the paper, and also new content, and to use it as more of an ongoing tool instead of just once a year. So happy to answer any questions.
Kathy, do you want to, any ladies, anybody want to go first?
Well, I make a motion that we recommend the part-time employee wage program that has been discussed today, and that's it.
Second.
So, questions? Yes.
Couple comments. So several things that are very appealing. One is, I mean, we're really talking about quite substantial increases. I was just doing the math, even on, use example of municipal judges, you think, well, 24 to 27 isn't as dramatic as 1032 to 15. However, it's still like an 18% increase. So, and then a lot of those, when you went back to that screen, I don't know if you mind going back to that for a minute. You know, when you talk about, yeah, here we go. When you talk about being competitive, you know, we $15 an hour is kind of one of those magic numbers you hear thrown around a lot for wages, and for a camp counselor for a summer, obviously going up almost 50% should help us be a lot more competitive. And the other thing is having the, as well as a lot of these other positions, the other thing is having the, not only the annual increases stay, that's great. So we're talking about like the 4%, if we approve a 4% for, yeah, okay, so that's great. But the fact that you have some incentive-based things, I love the, and I know that incentive-based is coming next as a formal program, but I love that idea, because anything we can do to give people merit-based increases is just going to help our folks be that much more excited to do their best for our citizens. So, thank you.
Thank you. Jim? I just, an intern gets paid?
Yes.
And what exactly would that be? And
like, so they usually are assigned to specific departments, and it aligns with their education. So they'll have a specific, they'll have specific objectives and goals that they are supposed to address during that time. So it's helpful to them in that respect, but it's also helpful to us to have someone that already has that level of education and interest.
Do we have a hard time getting interns?
Sometimes, mm-hmm. If I may, it's surprising how some of our sister agencies, Mount Pleasant Waterworks, for example, how much these agencies pay for interns. Mm-hmm. And they're important to us because not only are we giving them an opportunity, so it's good for them, but a lot of times our interns take on special projects that, you know, might be something that isn't front burner or isn't, the projects usually we can't reach. Yeah. In the course of business, so you bring in some high quality interns who produce a good product, and we can move the organization forward that way. But yeah, we realized I was surprised to see how others are paying interns. Mm.
If I could interject something. So just coming from the business world, I can tell you that we actually are required to either pay or they get credit, but really we've gone to where we always pay. And the reason is for the same things Mr. DeMora has shared and Ms. DeLuca have shared, but the reality is that a lot of these young people coming in, I know there's a fellow that's right outside the executive offices, I forgot his name right now, is he here? Anyway, very nice young man. They have technical skill that is way beyond what even some of our season when it comes to things like coding. And I mean, because they're learning these things very young. So I'm not saying they're strong, but they bring things to the table that you wouldn't normally expect from an intern. So
graphic design.
Yeah.
So these are college?
Not necessarily.
Graduates, maybe?
Almost always.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure we've had some who weren't at times, but.
And they're just trying to get their feet in the door, and it's like a paid internship.
Sure. And they're getting credit, and we're getting the value of the, like I said, graphic design or something else.
And what was the other one that surprised me was the camp counselor. We're having a hard time getting those too.
There's a lot of competition for that, yes.
I would imagine. It sounds like a cool job that everybody would want, but.
But you have to want to be around children.
Doesn't everybody?
And be out in the heat.
That's the best thing ever.
I felt like I was a camp counselor for like 20 years, but I made a bunch more. I made way more than $15 an hour. So I could see that.
And lifeguards are interesting because the state requires how many have to be present.
Right.
And so if we can't recruit, we can't operate our program.
Yeah. That's wild how we are. It's just happening so fast. $15 an hour to be a camp counselor. Who would have thought? You know, when we're in high school.
As a mother of four who tries to get babysitters, yes. the rate for high school students for babysitting that starts at about $20 an hour.
Wow, man. All right, so you know.
I'm glad I have a teenager now.
Yes, no kidding. You have built in. All right. Well, any other questions? So we are recommending this to council, right? That's the motion. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then item number 5 is to adjourn. So this meeting is over. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
$6 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, but you're old.
Well.